The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Mitzia Davko. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther. Hashem b'chen b'chen aydin. Amen. Begin today's daf. Right at the Mishnah on top of Davko. Hamachliv para b'hamor. Okay, this is a case that we had once before. Hamachliv para b'hamor. A guy is switching a para for a hamor. How does that work? It's kinyan halipin. The way it works is the guy picks up the para or pulls the para, and automatically the hamor automatically belongs to the other fellow. Even though he didn't make a kinyan by pulling the hamor, that's called the halipin. All one of the people in this transaction has to pull the item, and the other item automatically belongs to the other fellow. Okay, so it says hamachliv para hamor viyalda. Oh, so what happened over here? The para gave birth. And the argument over here is, when did it give birth? Did it give birth before the transaction, therefore belongs to the original guy? Or did it give birth after, and that belongs to the guy that it was transferred to? They're arguing when the para gave birth. Who does the para's child belong to? Okay? V'chein amuchir shifchato. Same thing, a person sells a shifcha. V'yalda, and the shifcha gave birth. V'ze omer ad shelo macharti. V'ze omer mishilakahti. Okay? The first guy says, no, I gave birth before I sold it. And he comes along and says, no, it's after I bought it. So the din is yachloku. In that case over there, you have to split it. So now, we're going to come and see Rashi. Hamachlif para b'chamor. Lachi nakat hamachlif. That's the reason why we gave a case of la'achlif, where we made this halipin. Velo amara mocher para tov v'yalda. Why don't you just give a simple case? You sold it. We don't have to give a hard, difficult case, machlif. So it's the ilu mocher b'ma'ot. If you're going to sell it, let's say it was money, it was a regular case. Lo kani lo keyach ad mashich. Now, we know ma'ot is not konot. The buyer, when he pays money, is not konot until he actually pulls the animal. Now, what would happen if he pulls the animal and know if she's pregnant or not? There's not going to be a safek in that case over there. So he says, v'chim ad mashach, meda yadeh, yalda kevar, ilo. Ilo yalda kevar. V'leker sepuke, ba'ad shelo. Macharti, umishalakati. There's not going to be any safek before or after. Avad machliv para b'chamor lo yasadich lemshocha para, which means then you don't have to make a meshicha. All he has to do, the other guy has to make a meshicha on the hamor, and then all about the para belongs to him. So then already can have a safek. When did he give birth? Or hamor dehat mem shemashach niknin halipin nachaver meshichato shazeh bechol makom shehem wherever it is because Rabbi Hazahab kol asid amim be'achir kivan shezachaz zeh nitchayev zeh b'halipin lefi shikishemashach zeh ba'al ha'parat ha'chamor niknit ha'parat le'ba'al ha'chamor ve'en yadu im yada o lo v'chen ha'mochel shifchato. Or similarly, let's say he sold the shifcha dekai malan eved kena'ani niknit be'kesef. Oh, now eved kena'ani is acquired with kesef u'shenatan ma'ot. You don't have to make a meshicha on the shifcha. The money is the final thing. So don't pay. I paid. I want that shifcha over there, wherever it is in the house. Okay, you paid the money. Now all of a sudden, is he hear a baby crying? Hey, when did he give birth? Before the money? After the money? Right? ואפילו אם בבית בעלי ואין ידוע אם עד שלא ידע נתן כסף והעובר שלו או לאחר שילדה ובדת שבאל אם זה אומר וכן זה אומר. So the din is יחלוקו. Okay, that's the first case of the Mishnah. Very good. So comes the next case of the Mishnah. היו לו בית עבדים. Okay, guy had two עבדים. אחד גדול ואחד קטן. וכן בית שדות. אחד גדולה ואחד קטנה. Two fields, one big, one small. הלוקח אומר, the buyer says, גדול לקחתי. He says, hey, you sold me the bigger one. The bigger עבד or the bigger field. והלא אומר, the seller comes along and says, אינו, איני יודע. I don't know. So that's your case over here now, a bari and a shimme. Right? The buyer is saying, I'm psuch. And the seller is saying, I'm not sure. Zacha begadol. So the din is, zoche begadol. He gets the gadol. Sounds like over here again, bari v'shimme, the bari adif, and therefore the bari, his claim is the stronger claim, and therefore he gets the bigger one that he claimed. Okay. Okay, that's the way they explain it. Okay, so if you can go with the Bari Adif, you have no problem over there, by the way. That's exactly how we're going to learn it over here. And the Hadush over here is, even though you're a Muhzak, meaning, even though I'm holding on to my field, And normally you want to take a bigger field out of me. Hamotzi mechavero ala varaya. The burden of proof is on you. You want to take the field out of me. But this shita holds that bari is so strong, even against a muhzak. Even though I'm holding on to the field, if you have a ta'anat bari and you're against you, you're a shemme, you're able to do that as well. Okay. However, this mishnah is going to be a little difficult, according to the opinion that we learned above, that bari is not a good claim. For example, Rav Nachman, we learned earlier in the previous mishnayot that bari is not a strong claim. So therefore, in this case over here, how is it working? So you have to say that the case is talking about where the seller was obligated to make a shivu'ah of some sort. And since he cannot make a shivu'ah because his shemeh doesn't know, so the deen is, if you can't swear, you got to pay. And really, we can explain why he has to make a shivu'ah. Because when I'm coming along and saying it was the big eved, and you're saying it's the small eved, you could turn that into like a modeb miksat. I could come along and say, oh, I don't owe you the bigger one, I owe you the smaller one. Now, even though it's a funny modeb miksat, because it's two different items. Which means what you're claiming, I'm not talking about. I'm saying it's A, you're saying it's B. It's not like a regular modeb miksat case is, I say you owe me 100. So no. I agree I owe you 50 from the 100, but the other 50, I don't owe you. That's modeb miksat. Here, it's big evidence, small evidence, two different gufim. But this opinion will have to hold that even in such a case, it's considered like a modeb miksat. And therefore, since the seller would have to make a shivu'ah because he's partially in the bidding, and he can't make a shivu'ah because he doesn't know, therefore he has to pay. Those are two ways of learning this statement of the mishnah. Either bari v'shem, bari adif, or you have to make the seller hayav in a shivu'ah, of a modeb miksat, the ta'ana, and since he cannot make the shivu'ah, he has to pay. Continue the next case of the mishnah. Hamocher omer katan macharti. Now the mocher comes along, the seller comes along and says, I sold you the small one. He's for sure, he's a buddy. Va'la omer, and the buyer comes along and says, eni yodeya. So en lo ela katan. So that's it, he only gets the katan. So you learn bari v'shem again. So the bari is hadif. That's it. He gets the smaller one. Ze omer gadol, veze omer katan. Oh, now both buddies. Bari u bari. This guy is the buyer. The seller says, I sold you the katan. The buyer says, no, I bought the gadol. Yishava mocher. So now the mocher, the seller, makes the swear. Shakatan machar. He swears that he sold the katan, the smaller one, and that's all he has to give him. Again, we have to see the halakha. Why is that case that he has to make a shivua? Because normally, on a bari and a bari, why is your claim any stronger than my claim? Because I'm saying A and you're saying B. Why does the seller have to make the shivua in this case? In the chaura, they're both coming with equal arguments. And I'll explain that. Last case in the Mishnah, machar. Ze omer gadol, veze omer katan. Okay, the bari ubari. I guess the seller says it was katan, and the buyer says gadol. Yeshava mocher shekatan machar. That we saw. Ze omer eni yodeya, veze omer eni yodeya yachlok. Okay, that we understand. That's sukkos. Which means both of them say, I don't know, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Mamoncha mutab safek. Hold kim. Okay, that's very clear. Now we start the Gemara. Amai yachloku. Which means you told me in case number one, mahlif para bachamor. They don't know. This guy's claiming it gave birth before I sold it. Therefore, it belongs to me. And he's telling me, no, it gave birth after I bought it. Therefore, it belongs to me. So the deen over there is what? Split the deme valad. Split the valad. So the Gemara says, why? Velechzi birshut deman kaima. Let us see where this valad was, which means originally. Veleve idach hamotzi mecha. Oh, where it is now, actually. Look where the valad is now. Veleve idach hamotzi mechavero ala varaya. Which means, who's holding the valad now? Who's over? Is the valad still by the buyer, or is it by the seller? At the time that the safek came now, who's walking with the valad in the Rebeti now? Right? So if whoever's holding the valad, the other guy becomes a hamutzi mechavero ala varaya. And the regular rule, the burden of proof is on the, you want to take it out of me now. I'm holding it now. I'm claiming it's mine. So therefore the burden of proof should be, why do you split it? Let's go back to the regular rules that we have. Hamotzim haveru, alav araya, and therefore it should be, we should follow it like that. Hamotzim haveru, alav araya, that's the Gemara's question.
Is that the case? That was it?
Yes. Which means they don't know who it belongs to. Now, we never discussed who's holding the animal. We just said, he says it was before, he says it was after. Okay, now let's continue the case. Who's walking at the beti with the animal? Somebody's got to walk with the animal, with the baby. So the guy that's walking with the baby, he's the muhzak. So you bring the burden of proof is on you.
He bought the animal. He didn't take possession.
Again, this is after now. After the baby gave birth now, right? So now they're arguing on the baby.
He bought the animal. He didn't take possession. And then they found out that there was a baby.
Correct. So right. Whoever's holding on to the child at that point.
So they both jumped and grabbed
whatever. I don't know. Whoever it is. Whoever jumped, whoever didn't jump. Whoever's holding on to the baby at that point over there is the muhzak. So if you have the regular rule of a motzi b'chavero, ala varaya. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Amarev haya ben abin amar shumel be'omedet be'agam. Okay, it's in a place over there where no one took it. It's standing in an agam, in like a swampy area where it doesn't belong, not to the buyer, not to the seller. So therefore, there's no Muslim haver over here. B'shefcha nameh dekaime b'simta. Okay, by the shefcha also you have to say. The shefcha gave birth, right? It gave birth in a simta. What's a simta? Simta is an alley. Kidding, if it's because of the Habamu Abadim. That's where they sell the Abadim and all that. It's in a place where it's a no man's land. Doesn't belong to the buyer, doesn't belong to the seller. So there's no Muslim haver in that case over there. Oh, so the Gemara says, wait. Let's go. We have other rules here. We have a general that says Marek, there's a Hazakah Marakama. Who owned it first? Which means for sure we know at one point this belonged to the seller. Right? So therefore, very simple. Now you say, well, nobody's taking out anybody. It's in a neutral zone. Okay, fine. Now go back to Hazakah. Who had it before? The seller had it, which is for sure there was a point where we know that this was by the seller. The question is, when did he give birth? So therefore, now you're a Muslim, so you, the burden of proof should be on the buyer. So that's the Gemara says, Hamani Sumchusi. The first deen in the Mishnah is following Sumchus. That says what? Tamar Mamona Mutab Safek Holkin Belo Shivua. So the deen is that Sumchus holds the Mamona Mutab Safek. Holking. Good, that's his deen. No, in this case is Bari Veshema, in this case over there. I'm sorry, Bari Ubari. In this case, Bari Ubari. No, Zeomer before, Zeomer after.
Bari Bari. Still, we use
of course, even though. Right, so we don't know what to do over here. Each guy's claiming a claim, so we don't know who's stronger over here. So if a deen is, you're going to split it. Gemara continues. Imur de Amar Sumchus. Gemara doesn't say this. When did Sumchus say his deen? Veshemme. Sumchus said his deen when you have a sefek, when each guy is a shemme, each guy is not sure. So that's sefek. So then holkin. Bebari ubari. Mi Amar? Did he even say his deen by a case of bari ubari? Were they both tu'anim ta'anat bari? Right, that's the question, which means, in order to understand the Gemara's question over here, here he has two things over here. Number one, the guy's a bari, the seller, let's talk about the seller, he's a bari, and he's got a haskat marekama. He's holding on to me. Definitely pregnant one was by him. So therefore, maybe Sumko said, Shemen, then already, they'll split it. But maybe add to the guy's status that he was the original owner. And add to the status that he's coming with a bari, and maybe Sumchus didn't say it in a bari ubari. Right, that's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, Amar Rav Abba Rav Huna, in. Hey, you're right. Oh, yes. Amar Sumchus, Avidu Bebari Ubari. He did say Bebari Ubari. Thank you. So therefore, yeah, Sumchus said it to that extent. That even the case where they're both baris, and even though you're going against now Haskat Marek Kama, doesn't matter, you split it. Second answer, Rava Amar Le'olam Kemar Sumchus Shemme V'Shemme. Really, Sulgas only said its case when they both shemiz. Aval bari ubari lo amar. Utni ze omer shemme ad shelo macharti veze omer shemme mishelakachti. Switch the case to the Mishnah. The case is shemme v'shemme. They weren't coming with Vadai claims. They were coming with Safek claims. The seller says, maybe I think it was born by me. And the buyer says, no, I think it was born by me. Oh, very good. That's a Shemesh Shemesh. Because then Sukkos only said it's case by Shemesh. So those two answers. Very, very important. Enough coming up between the two answers. But to what extent did Sukkos make his deen of Mamona Mutama Safek? Did he say it only in Shemesh Shemesh? Or did he say it even in a Bari Ubari? And that's going to make a difference how you're going to learn the case of the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, Tenan. We learned in our Mishnah, Ze Omer Eni Yodeya. Ze Omer Eni Yodeya. That's the last case of the Mishnah. Right? You had two Abadim, or two fields. Right? One was big, one was small. The seller says, I don't know, I think I sold you the small one. And the buyer says, no, I think you sold me the bigger one. Or fields or avadim, either case. And what's the case of the Mishnah? Shemme, shemme, split it. So Gemara says, Yachloku. Now, Bishlama l'Rava, according to Rava. Rava is the second answer. That what? That Sumchus only said his deen in shemme, v'shemme. So, midesefa shemme, v'shemme, reshaname, shemme, v'shemme. Which means, I could tell you that just like the last case of the Mishnah is Shemme V'Shemme Holkin, the first case of the Mishnah also is Shemme V'Shemme Holkin, which means Sumchus is consistent. Which means, you told me in the last case is Shemme V'Shemme, that's clearly Shemme V'Shemme. So just like that case is Holkin, I could say the first case also is that. However, Ela L'Rabba Baravuna Te'amar In Amar Sumchus Afilu Bari V'Bari Hashta Bari U'Bari Amar Yachloku Shemme V'Shemme Mebaya. With the once already, he told it, the first case is a bari ubari. No, no, no. And Sumchus is saying, Yachloku. Do you need a case of Shemme V'Shemme as he says, Yachloku? If even in a case of bari, he comes and tells me that you split it, which now the guy's got everything. He's a bari, he's got Haskat Marakama, he's got everything going for him, still you tell him, split it. So, of course, when the guy's Safek, Shemme V'Shemme, I don't need the last case of the Mishnah according to this. Fair question. If that's your question, it's not a question. That doesn't bother us. Why? Tana sefa legeluye resha. I gave you the sefa's case of Shemme V'Shemme to reveal what the resha was. Shelotomar resha Shemme V'Shemme. Don't, because you would have thought if you just had one case. I would say the first case is Shemme V'Shemme. Aval bari ubari lo. Tanasefa Shemme V'Shemme Mechlal Deresha Bari Ubari Vafidu Aki Yachloku. Which means, you told me the last case to reveal to me that out of first cases. She said, if I just had the first case alone, I learned the smaller Hiddush. I learned Shemme V'Shemme. But now that you told me Shemme V'Shemme in the last case, must be the first case is even Bari Ubari. So therefore you need the last case to reveal to us the deed of the first case. Comes the Gemara and continues. Again, we're asking another question on Abba Bar Avuna. Again, Abba Bar Avuna is the one that said that Sumchus says Yachloku even when both claimants are certain, even when they are Bari. Ubari Tenan, we learned in Al Mishnah, Ze Omer Gadol, Ze Omer Katan. Okay, here's Bari Ubari. The buyer is selling, the buyer is saying, it was Gadol you sold me, the big field or the big Ivid. And the seller is saying, no, you sold me, I sold you the small one. Yeshava mocher, so the seller makes the swear, shekatan machar. Okay, that's the deal. Pishlama l'rava, according to Rava, we understand. De amar, ki amar sumchus shemme v'shemme. Aval bari ubari lo amar, but in bari ubari didn't say, v'shumaha ki yeshava. Okay, now I understand why he has to make a shivua. Which means, in this case, if it's a bari ubari, each guy's claiming a certain claim. And the deen is what? He's got to swear. I understand why. Because it's not Sumchus's deen. Ela l'rabba baravuna damar in amar Sumchus afilu bari ubari amma yeshava mocher yachloku mevayele. Which means, exactly, according to Sumchus, if you're saying the Mishnah's like Sumchus, this case over here where they're saying, I'm saying it's the big one, and you're saying it's the small one, bari u bari, the Mishnah says it should be yahloku. Why then does it say yishava? Question according to Rabbi Ravuna. Gemara says, mode sumchus echad di ikas shivua deoraita kidebaina nebemale kaman, which means when there's a shivua on one of the claimants, and there's a shivua, and that's a shivua deoraita, then sumchus says you gotta swear. Jeez, all these cases over here, there was no swear. So when there's no swear on a bari and a bari, or there's no swear on a shemiv and a shemiv, nobody has to swear. For example, there's no swear. Whatever, we'll have to figure out the case. But if there's no swear, then Sumko says, split it down the middle. No problem. Bari, bari, shemiv, shemiv. This case, so we're going to learn later on in the Gemara. Come on, we're going to say later on. Is a situation where the seller was obligated to swear. Once you we'll make up a case. Once you're going to make up a case when it still has to swear, now we don't say yahloku. Now we say you have a shivua doraita. You got to swear. Right. I don't keep bari bari. Bari bari with a shivua. Shivua is hayav. Look at Ashi. She says, modeh sumku zikha dika shivua deoraita. Delekaman mukmina le bedekata liyada. Delad helachu. The Gemara is going to give a case over here where when the guy sold it, the seller sold the animal or sold the eved, and the buyer cut the hand of the eved off, and therefore it's not a case of hilach, which I'll explain to what hilach is in a minute. Had the kamodele begaver beita nishba'in ala avadim beit le ta'anot bechitim veodala beseorim hayav, which means we're going to have to create a scenario. I'm not going to tell it to you now, even though we'll go back to the Sashin, you'll appreciate it when we get to it in the Gemara. We're going to have to create a scenario over here where there's a Shivua on the Mocher, and that's why he has to swear, and that's why we don't say Yachloku. Now, the challenges we're going to have to do over here are a lot to make this guy swear. Challenge number one is going to be, we have a general standing rule. You don't swear on Avadim. And nishba'im ala avadim. Whenever there's a claim with avadim, there's no shivuot. So how are we going to get around that? That's stomach question. And then, how is there a claim here at all? Because what he's asking, he's saying it's something else, which means I'm saying I bought a big one, and you're saying small one. It's two different avadim. That's not a modeh b'miksat. Modeh b'miksat usually is on the actual money itself. You say 100. So that 100 that you're talking, I'd say I owe you 50 of it. Okay, that's what the mimic sat. Here's the modem mimic sat. Here it's, you're claiming A, I'm saying B. Which is, when you're saying I'm kofir akol, I'm saying I don't owe you this even at all. Zero of what you're saying. I'm saying I owe you something totally, totally. So where's the shivua there with bichlal? Lot of things that need to be understood. Why this case is going to be a subject to shivua, but take the Gemara's word. Gemara doesn't want to get into it now. It says kedebainan the memar the kaman. Like the Gemara wants to say later on. So the Gemara is saying, be patient, but trust me. Sumchus says in the case where there's a shivua doraita, you got to make a shivua. Now the Gemara is going to go into it. Gemara begins its analysis of these cases. Okay, hayu lo shnei avadim, had gadol had katan. He had two slaves, one big, one small. The lokeya saying, I bought the big one. The seller is saying, I sold you the small one. What's the deen over here? The deen is the seller has got to make a shivua. Right? That's the deen in the Mishnah. Seller makes a shivua. And then, I guess what? Once he makes a shivua, then he got to give him the katan. That's it. I swear that I sold you the katan, and give him the katan. Comes Gemara and says, Amayi Shaban. Now the Gemara is going to ask three strong questions here. Why is he making a swear? Question number one. Ma she'ta'ano lo hodalo, o ma she'hodalo lo ta'ano. Exactly, which means what he's claiming he did not admit to, and we admitted to, he's not claiming. Which means it's not modeh b'miksat over here. I'm telling you, I sold you A, and you're saying A, that's what you're talking about. I bought, you sold me B. That's not a case of modeh b'miksat. That's a case over there of kofer akol. And a regular case of kofer akol, nobody makes a shivua. Which means, if I come along and say, you owe me 100. I say, I don't owe you 100. I owe you a hammer. So what are we talking about? Means to your claim, I'm saying your claim of 100, I owe you zero to that claim. That's kofer hakol.
On a field, A could be part of B.
Oh, but not about, okay. Leave this go. No, but we're not talking about it. It's two different fields.
Okay.
Very good. It's not part of B. It's Avadim. It's Avadim.
Two individuals.
Two individuals. No, two individuals. Can't do that. Can't. Field also. You have to say, very, very good. But it's not that. The case is, it's two separate fields. It's a big field and it's a small field. Okay? So that's the first question. Where's your ship by Abiklal? Question number two. Ve'od. Hilachu. Oh, now we have to understand the case of Hilach. Hilach means here it is, which means like this. You have a case like this. Let's say we have a case over here of a regular case of a Denver town. You owe me 100. I come along and say, wait, I don't owe you 100. I owe you 50, and here it is. And I take the 50 out of my pocket. Here. Now, get the 50 off the table now. Now our only discussion is the other 50. And you're saying 50, and I'm saying zero. In the case of Hilach, where I took care of the payment already, there's no more with them except in this case over here. So similarly, this case over here is Hilach, which means the seller is saying what? Here it is. Here's the katan. Which means, I'm coming, you're telling me you owe me the gadol. I owe you katan. Here's the katan over here. Here's the evet katan. Here's the fifth katan. Here, take it. Hilach. Which means, it's not like, regular modern miksat is where there's no train. The guy doesn't have the 50. He says, you're right. I owe you 50. I'm agreeing to that. I'll pay you whatever. But the other 50, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that's modern miksat. Then you have to make a shivwa. But when the guy settles it on the spot, Hilach, that's not our claim today. The 50, we're even on that now. Now let's discuss what you're talking. You owe me 50 more. I say, I owe you nothing. Same thing over here. This guy's coming along and saying, you owe me a big slave. I'm saying, I owe you a small slave. And you know what? Here it is. Here's the slave. Here, Hilach. So in the Hilach case, there's no shivwa at all.
He's only assuming the first question is not a question, though, right?
Yeah, let's ask you three six questions. Number one, this is not a modem mixat bechlal. Three separate questions. Number one is not a modem mixat bechlal. This is A and B. Number two, even if you want to make it a modem mixat case, Hilach, I take care of you. Now again, there's a machloket, by the way, in Hilach. One opinion says even in a Hilach case, you make a shivwa. But the Gemara is assuming that we're going like the majority opinions that say when there's Hilach, you don't have to make a shivwa. Okay. So comes the Gemara, it's a third question. Ve'od, in the Shvayim al Avadim. Right, that's a simple question. Stam, you should know. The rules. On Avadim and Karka, two items. Avadim and Karka, there's no Shivwa on. So therefore, what are you talking about over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav. So now we're going to have to recreate this case. The rest of the Gemara is all to figure out what this case is talking about. So we're going to give some answers now. Amarav, first answer. Beto'ano deme eved gadol, deme eved katan, deme sade gedola, deme sade ketana. Okay. What's the case over here? Easy case. Not between a buyer and a seller. Not like we learned till now. Between a man and his messenger. Man tells his messenger, he says, I gave you money, a lot of money, to buy a big eved for me. And he says, no, you gave me a little money to buy a small one. Oh, so now it's got nothing to do with slaves anymore. Now it's a discussion of money. Oh, you swear on money? Yes. Is it Hilach? No, because he don't have the money anymore. He spent the money. The money's out of here. And what? It's more David Mixat. I'm saying I gave you 100, and you to buy a big eved, and you're saying no, you didn't buy anything yet.
Nothing.
And he's coming along and saying, nah, you gave me $50 to buy a small eved. Okay, that's a classic case of modem miksat. He's claiming 100, he's saying 50. So therefore, let him make a shivwa. So we just changed the whole case over in the Mishnah. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel has a different way of understanding the case. Beto'ano Kesut eved gadol, kesut eved katan, omre sade gedola, omre sade ketana. The case is talking about, no, go back to the case of buyer and seller. Not like Rav said, man and his messenger. Go back to the case of buyer and seller. What's happening, the buyer comes along and says, you sold me a big garment to cover up the Eved, to Eved Gadol, and he comes along and says, no, they're not talking about Avadim over here. They're talking about over here, the garment. Which means the seller comes along and says, I sold you a small little garment over there to cover up a tiny Eved. And the buyer comes, what are you talking about? You sold me a big garment over there to cover up a big Eved. Or in the field case, you sold me bundles of wheat. Well, that's what it says, omre, sheaves of grain of tevuah from a small field I sold you. And he says, no, you sold to me from a big field. Which means over here, it's bottom line, it's metaltali. It's not an Eved. Oh, not an Eved. So that solves the problem. Why are you going to make a Shivu'ah? But doesn't answer all our problems, but because the Gemara says, Kisut, ma sheta'ano lo hodalo, ma shodalo lo ta'ano. You're arguing two different items. I'm saying it was a big sweater. You're saying it's a small sweater. That's not what they've been mixed out again. What you're claiming, I'm not agreeing to. I'm not saying, big sweater? Nothing. I don't owe you a big sweater at all. To your claim, I owe you zero. I'm saying, oh, you're a small one. There's no Shivu'ah on that. So Gemara says, Kedamara papa, Bedelaifi. It's talking about there was a big piece of fabric. Okay? We're not talking about garments. They didn't make the garment yet. We're discussing how much fabric did he sell. So you have a big piece of fabric. I'm saying you owe me the whole fabric. And you're claiming, no, I only owe you part of the fabric to make a small. Oh, that's what they're mixed out again. We're discussing the same piece of fabric over there, bigger piece or smaller piece. That's the way Shmuelon says the case. Comes the Gemara says, Kashele l'Rav Oshaya. And Rav Oshaya had a problem with Shmuel's interpretation of it, which is an obvious question. Midi kesut ketani, Eved ketani. The Mishnah's talking about an Eved. From where did you turn a case of a Mishnah that you're talking about the sweater of an Eved? The Mishnah talking about an Eved. You took it out of context in totality. Yeah? Gemara says, Ela amar Rav Oshaya, kegon sheta'ano Eved b'chsuto v'sade b'omareha. The Eved's in the story over here. The mahlok between the buyer and the seller. Right? No, exactly. The buyer and the seller is like this. The buyer comes along and says, I bought an Eved with a sweater on it, with a ksut on it. And he's coming along and saying, no, I sold you an Eved without a sweater on it. That's the machloket over there. So therefore, you get the Eved factor in there, and you get the sweater factor in there, and that's how it's going to work. So now the question is over here, so then how are you making a Shivu'ah on the Abadim? You still don't answer that. Because bottom line... you make a Shivu'ah on the sweater. But then it's not more than mixed on the sweater.
He's saying nothing.
I'm saying, well, that's the Gemara's next question. That's the Gemara's next question. Gemara, look at Rashi, please. Look at Rashi, look at Rashi, third line. Eved Gadol Biksuto. See that case? I'm saying, it was a big Eved with a sweater on it. And he's saying, small Eved with a sweater on it. Okay?
So he's admitting to the sweater, that's the
model. So look, Vezeh Modelo Be'Eved Katan Uksuto. The mechuyav shivu'ah mishum ksut umishtaba eved begilgul, which means the shivu'ah of modeh b'miksat, we're going to put on the sweater. You're saying big sweater, I'm saying small sweater. We'll figure out the case talking about a piece of fabric, so don't worry about that. I'm not going to say that. It could be the same fabric. Don't worry, it's the fabric, same case. And once already you're going to make a shivu'ah on the sweater, then we have what's called gilgul shivu'ah. Gilgul Shavua says, I could drag now, make a Shavua on the Eved as well. Which means, once already, you seller. You're making a swear, I sold you the small sweater. Okay, now what? Swear also, you sold me the small Eved as well. Which means, when we say you don't swear on Abadim, that's off the bat. But if I got you on another Shavua, I could drag in Gilgul Shavua on the Abadim. But to give me, I ask you a question. Ba'akati... Kisut, ma shita'ano lo hodalo, ma shodalo lo ta'ano. Bottom line, why is it more different mikshat? He's claiming big sweater, he's claiming small sweater. Amara papa, bidelife. We're talking about a fabric. So therefore the fabric is okay. This is one big piece. Now, Gemara says, now you remember we learned in Masechet Kiddushin. Masechet Kiddushin, we learned this concept of Gilgul Shivua. Gilgul Shivua basically means, if we're arguing on Karka, there's no Shivua. Can't force a guy to make a swear on Karka. But if we're arguing on the Metaltelin, on movables, once I swear for the movables, then you can drag me in to swear for the Karka. Now, I don't need a Mishnah here in Baba Metziah to teach me Gilgul Shivua. I know that already from Kiddushin. I know it from somewhere else. So why does the Mishnah need to tell me this case? Because really, what's the Kiddush in this case? The Kiddush in this case is that even though normally you wouldn't swear on Abadim, but in this case over here where you got the sweater involved, so you start swearing on the sweater drags in there. I know that already. So Gemara says, Kashalir Rav Sheshat, Zokikin Atil Ashmi'inan. But the Mishnah is coming to teach me the law of dragging a Shivua. We know that. Tanina, it's a Mishnah Kiddushin. So Kekina Nechasim She'en Laharayut. That's called Metaltelin. They drag at the Nechasim She'esh Laharayut. Mishavalehen. We know that. Metaltelin drag the non-metaltelin, the Karka, to make a Shivua. I don't need a Mishnah over here to teach me this din that I know already. That's the Gemara's question. Ela Marav Sheshat. Okay, so we got to go back to the drawing board. We don't like that answer either. We'll give another answer to explain the case of the Mishnah. Okay, this is the Bimiri. Da'amar avda kemetaltele dame. Oh, we're going to go according to the Shita that Amish has a Bimir. And he holds an Eved is like metaltelin, is like movable, and therefore he's going to have to make a Shivua. But now we're back to the old question. We're going to go back to that question again. Which means, he's coming along and saying, it was a big Eved. He's saying, no, it was a small Eved. Hey, you can't swear on Avadim. Why not? I hold you can. Eved is like a metaltanin. All right, fine. But still there's no Shivua. They're different claims. I'm claiming big Eved. To your claim, I'm saying nothing. Zero owe you. And to my claim, Katan, you're saying zero. So therefore, why is it about the Mimikzat? Sabala Kerabban Gamliel Ditnan. Te'ano Chitin Ve'oda B'se'orim Patur. Rabban Gamliel Mechayev. Oh, that's the second factor you got to get involved now. We always learn, like the first Shita, I'm claiming you wheat, you're claiming me barley. That's not about the Mimikzat. That's Kofir Bakol, no Shivua. Rabban Gamliel says, wheat, and you're claiming barley, it's also more than a mixat. Even though we're arguing on two different items, right? I'm admitting I owe you something. I don't owe you wheat, I owe you barley. First sheet, that's a different item, but you're claiming me, I'm not admitting. The bank of it says, it's okay. That's more than a mixat. So therefore, same thing over here. I'm telling you, slave, big slave. You're telling me, small slave. That's okay. Even though we have different items, it's fine. So therefore, so far we need to compromise two things here. Number one, you got to say Eved is metaltelin. Number two, you have to say that big Eved, small Eved is still considered modeh b'miksat. But akati hilachu. But still, hilach. I'm telling you, take the small Eved. Now, not everybody, but there's a shita that says, when I say, I owe you a small Eved, and here it is, so therefore, now I take care of the discussion, what we were arguing on. Now you're claiming you owe me the rest. I'm telling you nothing. That's not what they've been mixed up over here. He I'm willing to pay. So Gemara says, Amar Abba, the case is talking. Dekata liyade. The seller, after he sold the Eved, he cut the Eved's arm off. Now you can't say Hilach. Now you can't come along and say, here it is back. Already it's damaged goods. V'sadeh, and the field, shehafar ba'borot shi'in u'me'arot. And therefore, he cannot, when he comes along and says, I owe you a katan, it's not like he's saying, I owe you a katan, and here it is. Well, here it is. It's missing an arm. So therefore, you know what it's like? It's like a case where a guy's saying, I owe you 50, from the 100 that you say, but I don't have the 50 now.
It's 40.
I don't have it here, so whatever, I owe it to you. Right, it's 40. 40 is nothing. You're saying 50. It's not hilach. So look what we did to make this case. Appreciate what we did. Three shitote. Number one, you got to say an evidence is metaltelin. Number two, you got to say that you claim me wheat and I claim barley. That's considered modeh b'miksat. And number three, you got to say the case where he cut his arm off, so it's not hilach. Now let's go back to the Rashi on the Amud Rishon, where Rashi told us all this information from the get-go. Look at Rashi. Modeh sumchus, hechad ikah shivu'a de'oraita. Telekaman mukmin ala b'tekat'a liyadeh, where the seller cut his hand off, de'lav hilachi, ha'dekam modeh le'begaveh, ve'it le'nishpa'in ala abadim. You have to say the Yisroel and Abadim because it's metaltelin, ve'it le'tano b'chaitim, v'odah le'besorim chayav. So there's... Right, without knowing the Gemara and all this, you cannot what she's talking about over there. But she just gave us the whole, all three conditions from the beginning. Okay, now the Gemara goes on a tangent here. You told me that a Bimeir is the one that holds, Eved is like Metaltelin. The Gemara is going to say, not so fast. We know that Bimeir holds the opposite. Ditnan. Gazal behema v'hiskina. A guy stole an animal, and the animal aged by the thief. Avadim v'hiskinu, or he stole slaves, and the slaves aged. Mishalem kish'at gezela. You have to pay according to the time that you stole it, which means the aging is considered a shinui, and we know once there's a shinui, the gazal is kone the item b'shinui, therefore he has to compensate the way it was at the time of the theft. Rabbi Meir Omer ba'abadim Omer lo arer shelcha lefanecha. By abadim, Rabbi Meir says a person could say arer shelcha lefanecha, which means here's your eved, take it. Which means just like the law is by karka, person steals karka. The law is by karka. You could always tell the guy that you stole from, here's your karka, take it back. And therefore, the Rabbi Meir is holding over here that avadim are like karka. That what? That just like my real estate. You stole the real estate, now it depreciated or whatever happened to it. You can always tell the guy, here's your field back. Similarly, say you can do the same thing by avadim. Oh, so therefore, what does that mean? That means, you can't steal an evid. Which is just like you can't steal karka, therefore the depreciation happened by the owner, so too by the abadim. When it didn't depreciate by me, depreciation happened by the elderly, it happened by you. Therefore, I can just say, hareshelcha lefanecha. So you see what? He connects abadim and karkaot, and we know you don't swear on abadim. I'm sorry, we know you don't swear on karka. So just like you don't swear on abad karka, you shouldn't swear on abadim. Oh, but we sort of be meeting, you tell me now, he says you do swear on abadim, it's like metaltelin, and that's the question. That's your question? Switch the shitot around. Kede mahlif rabba barabu v'tani. Rabbi Meir omer mishalem kishat gezela v'achemim omrim omer lo ba'avadim areshecha lefanecha. We got out of that one. Switch the shitot around. Make Rabbi Meir the opinion that says that by avadim and karkaot, the deen is he has to pay according to shat gezela. In the hold, just like you can steal the karka, you can steal abadim, and therefore there's no question. Okay, which means the logic why you can steal an evid is because it's metaltali. So therefore, that's make the Bimeir that opinion. The Bimeir is the opinion that says when you stole an evid, it's like you stole metaltali. Now it aged, it's yours now. Now pay him according to the shat gezera, pay him according to what it was at the time of the theft. So therefore, the Bimeir is consistent. Abadim are like metaltali. Comes the Gemara and says, wait. Ela, mimai de sabar Rabbi Meir makshina karka le'eved. You're coming along and telling me that Rabbi Meir makes, compares karka to eved, and what? Ma eved nishba'in. Af karka nishba'in. Dilma eved hu de nishba'in. Aval a karka lo. Now let's ask another question. Our Mishnah said two cases, by the way. Our Mishnah said a case of Eved Gadol, Eved Katan, and Sadeh Gadol, Sadeh Katan. And in both cases, now we're going to say the Bimeir is going to say you make a Shivu'ah. Wait, maybe the Bimir holds only an Eved is considered like Metaltelin, and that's why you'll make a Shivu'ah on the Eved. But who says that you're going to, how do you know he holds like Karka, you make a Shivu'ah? Which means the Mishnah is giving two cases. So you gave your proof to me. Okay, Eved is Metaltelin, fine. But who told you Karka? Karka, we know, Enish Painala Karka. How are you going to square that off? Which means maybe the Bimir only considers Eved like Metaltelin. They can make a Shivu'ah on it. But how are you going to say Karka? So the Kemal Gemara comes along and says, Losa Kadatach. Now, Netanya, Mahlif Para Bahamor, our Mishnah, or Abrite actually. A guy switches a Para for a Hamor. Vialda, and what? And you don't know whose possession it gave birth in. Vechen Amocher Shifato. Or similarly, guy sold his Shifha, and you don't know where it. Where gave birth? So the din is like this: Ze Omer Birshuti, Veze Shotech Zacha. Case number one. You got the two cases there? We're talking about a case of, let's see, a case of a Hamor and a Para and a Shifha, like our Mishnah's case. And the Mahlok between the two guys is where did the Para give birth? Whose possession? Or where did the Shifha give birth? Okay. Now we have three dinim. Din number one. Ze Omer Birshuti. He's claiming Birshuti. Veze Shotek, and the guy keeps quiet. Zaka. Okay, the Bari wins. Bari Veshemer, Bari Adif. Ze Omer Eni Yodea, Veze Omer Eni Yodea, Yahloku. They both say, I don't know. Split it. Ze Omer Birshuti. Veze Omer Birshuti. Ah, they're both Baris. Yeshaba Mocher Shibirshuto Yalda. Oh, so then we say that the Mocher, the seller, has to swear that it's by him. Why? Lefi Shekola Nishba'im Shibatorah. Because we have a general rule. Whenever you have to make a Shivu'ah, Nishba'im Velo Mishalmin. Once you swear, then you're off. Velo Mishalmin. The Rebbe Meir. Lachamim Omrim. En Nishba'im Lo Ala Abadim Velo Ala Karkaot. The rabbis come along and say, nah, you don't swear not on Avadim and not on Karkaot. Now that's mashma, that the Bimir, the first rabbi held, that you swear on Avadim and on Karkaot. Which means, you have a braita. The braita gave a case of an Eved case. You don't know when the Eved gave birth, before or after. So, Hakamim come along and say, I'm sorry, the Bimir comes along and say, let the guy swear, the Mocher swear, and then he paid a small Eved. Or he'll pay the, swearing, he doesn't have to give the child. The child remains by him. What was the case? He had an Eved. Buyer and a seller. The buyer's coming along saying, the baby belongs to me. The seller's coming along saying, the baby belongs to me. So what's the deen? The Bimir says, let the seller swear, and that's it, he's off the hook. Hakamim come along and say, no, we don't swear on Abadim and Karka. They threw in the word Karka. Oh, mashma, lav bechlad the Bimir sabar nishbarin. Must be that the Bimir holds that you do swear on Karka. Which means, from the fact that he argued, Hakami, how did Hakami, by the way, in this case, we never discussed Karka. It was a case of an Eved. But the rabbis, when they came back to the Bimir, said, no, in this case you don't swear. It's an Eved. And by the way, you don't swear not on Avadim and not on Karka. Mashma, according to the Bimir, you will swear on Avadim, as well as Karka, which means the Bimir must put both of them together. Gemara says, Mimai, who told you? Dilma keshem ka'amrule. Ki hechi de'odetan bekarkaot, odelan nami ba'avadim. Who told you? Maybe I can learn Hakamim differently. Maybe what the Hakamim were telling the Bimir, just like you agreed to us, if it was a Karka case that you don't swear, agree to us by Avadim. I mean, it could be really the Bimir owns by Karka, you're not going to swear. And that's what the rabbis were really saying. Listen, you agree to us by Karka, you don't swear on Karka. So agree to us at least on Avadim as well. So we have no proof that the Bimir says you're going to swear on Karka. So comes again what I was going to say, and I'll prove it to you. Teda. Yetnan. The Bimir Omer, Yesh Tevarim Shehem Ke Karka, Ve'enam Ke Karka. Which means there are certain items that are attached to the ground, but they don't have a din of Karka. What's the case? Ve'en Acherim Udimon, the rabbis don't agree. Ketzat. Eser gefanim te'onot masati lach. I come along and tell the shomer, I gave a guy a field, my vineyard, right? So I tell the guy in the vineyard, I say, I gave you 10 vines that were loaded with grapes. Okay? Ba'ala omer en an ila hamish. And he says, no, you only gave me 5 vineyards to watch. Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir comes along and says that he has to pay. He has to swear, and he has to pay. You're claiming me 10, I'm saying 5. Okay. Give the 5 back and swear on the other 5. What do you mean? Hachamim say, these are vines. Vines are attached to the ground. Attached to the ground is karka. You don't swear on karka. The machlok between the bimir and hachamim in this case is grapes that are destined to be plucked. So the machlok is like this. The bi mor savar kipsurot damyan, umor sabar lav kipsurot damyan. Which means like this. The machlok between over by the vines, he gave a shomer a field, right? To watch. The shomer was a poshaya. He comes along and says to the guy, hey, you were poshaya, I gave you 10 to watch, you ruined all the 10. Hey, you gave me 5 to watch. Hachamim say, by the way, there's no swearing over here. This is karka. The bimir says, no, swear. You're claiming 10, you're admitting to 5. What did it make sense? Hey, the bimir, it's karka. So the Gemara says, no, the machloket over here is, how do you look at grapes that are about to be plucked? So the bimir says, since they're about to be plucked, it's not karka anymore. Which means, they don't need the ground anymore, these items. They're already ripened. So therefore, on items that are about to be plucked, you could consider plucked already. Therefore, it's considered metatlin, that's why he's going to swear. And Hachamim say no, as long as they're still on the vine, it's karka. You understand the machloket? The machloket over here is, when I have a vine, and I have ripened grapes, the Bimi Eid holds, you're plucking, they're plucked already. You don't need the ground anymore for this item. It's going to be plucked. They're plucked. Therefore, it's not karka over here. But what could you imply from here? But on regular karka, the Bimi is going to say, you're not going to make a shivua. Oh, so they were back to the question, if the bimir holds that in a regular case of karka, besides this case of the grapes that are about to be plucked, okay, now you can argue that it's like without them, but a regular karka, it's no shivua. Then how are you going to learn Al Mishnah? Because Al Mishnah said that what? Sadeh gadol, sadeh katan. Right? I say a big field, you say a small field. What's the deal in the Mishnah? The mocher has to make a shivua. How can the mocher make a shivua in the shvay mal karka? Even if you want to tell me you can make a shivua on avadim, but where do you see the bimir holds? You can make a shivua on karkaot. So give us ela le'olam. Kedra Moshaya. Really, we're going to go back to the original answer of Navoshaya. Navoshaya's answer was that what? That the case is talking about the original way we learned the Mishnah. Let's review that last way we learned the Mishnah. The case was talking about the Eved had a sweater on him. I'm the seller. I come along and say, I sold you an Eved Katan with a small sweater. He comes along and says, you sold me an Eved Gadol with a big sweater. Oh, and the sweater we're talking about was attached to a big, it wasn't really a sweater. It was a big roll of fabric. Okay? Roll of fabric. So therefore, we have an argument on the fabric. Good. That's Modem and Miksad. And once already we're swearing on the fabric, you can drag in the Gilgul Shivua of the Eved. So the Gemara asked, Zokikin? You're teaching me the Deen of Zokikin? I know that from Masechet Kiddushin. That was the question we had on this Shita. So we know that already. You teach me Gilgul Shivua, that once I'm Hayama Metaltelin of Shivua, that I could drag in the Avadim? I know that already. So the Gemara says, Udekashalach Zokikin? You asked me the question of Zokikin? Dragging the Shivua? It's Tarikh. Salkadata Chamina Ksut Eved Ke Evedami Omre Sadeh Ke Sadeh Dame Kamash Malan. I would have thought, without this Mishnah, what's on the Eved, or when I was on the Eved, the garment of an Eved is like an Eved. It's like the clothes that you're wearing. It's not separate. That's the Eved. So I would have thought you don't look at the garment as metaltelin. Just like maybe I say, you don't look at the sheaves that are just staying on the field. Maybe I could say that's field. Kamash marlan, that the ksut of an eved is metaltelin, and even in this case, the metaltelin could drag in the shivua of the eved, as well as the sheaves that are on the field. I'm saying they were big sheaves. You're saying they were small sheaves. Oh, once already we're arguing on the metaltelin, now you could drag in the big field, small field. Oh, Hiddush! Because I would have thought maybe Shiv, that's considered fear. There's no Gilgul Shivana. Kama Shma'lan, Ksut Eber is Metaltelin. Omre Sade is Metaltelin. And therefore you can make a Gilgul Shiva. So the Ma'aseh, our Mishnah is following Sumchus's Deen, that normally Mamona Mutal Besefek Holkin. Oh, even in a case according to Rabba Ravuna, even in a case where Bari U Bari, you have two Baris over here, Holkin, split it. Oh, but this case over here is talking about where one of them is Hayav Shivu'ah. When one of them is Hayav Shivu'ah, even Sumko says you don't Holkin. How is the case Shivu'ah? Because you had an Eved Gadol, Eved Katan, and you had the Metalklin involved, the Ksut. They argued on the Ksut. Ksut brings the Gilgul Shivu'ah of the Eved, just like the field, big field, small field. Oh, if that's field, there's no Shivu'ah. Oh, there's sheaves on the field. Big field, big sheaves, small sheaves, who belongs to? Once we're making a Shivu'ah on the sheaves, it Gilgul the Sadeh in there, even though each guy's a Bari Ubari. I'm saying for sure, Sumko says there's no Chalkin in that case. The one that has to make a Shivu'ah swears, and then he just has to pay the small Eved, or he just has to pay the small sheaves of the field. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.